His approach took computer science outside the realm of technical understanding and placed it firmly in the grip of some of the deepest and most profound concepts in our understanding of existence. Needless to say, computer science is not just about devices. This became startlingly clear to me when I was around 11 years old. My father handed me a general interest magazine called Dialogue, distributed in Pakistan by the United States Information Service, USIS. In the pre-internet days, books and publications like these were some of the ways to get information. So, though the magazine itself was nothing extraordinary, the information inside was precious. I opened it up and immediately took in the title of one of the main features about computer scientist and physicist Ed Fredkin. Is the universe a computer? In those five words, a notion with profound explanatory power came together for me. It confirmed that the richest concepts in computer science come to us directly from nature. Take programmability, for example. When you want to build something, you have two options. The first is to simply build it yourself by directly carrying out the necessary steps. The second is to create a machine that can carry out the steps for you. When you write a program,